Hello and welcome to English Pronunciation Pod, the English pronunciation podcast dedicated to improving your pronunciation of American English. I'm your host, Charles Becker, coming to you from New York City, the multicultural capital of the world. English Pronunciation Pod is for anybody who wants to improve their pronunciation of American English. Transcripts of our lessons are available at our website, EnglishPronunciationPod.com. On our website, you can also download our full English pronunciation course in MP3 format, Best Accent Training MP3s. In this week's podcast, we're going to learn how to pronounce an important and challenging vowel sound of American English, R, as in the words car and start. This sound is a variation of the vowel R, which we've been studying in the past few podcasts. This sound is distinctly American. The sound R does not exist in many other languages and is therefore one of the most difficult sounds for English students to pronounce. However, if you want to speak English with a standard American accent, it's important to learn how Americans pronounce this sound. In fact, using this sound is considered to be a sign of an educated person, so it's even more important to master it. I strongly recommend that you listen to podcast number 66 before using this one. Podcast number 66 explains in full detail how to pronounce R, which is an essential part of pronouncing R. The focus of this week's podcast is learning how to pronounce the vowel sound R. We're also going to practice this sound in some key American words, phrases, and idioms. So let's begin by learning how to pronounce the vowel sound R. The vowel sound R is a combination of two sounds. It is a combination of A plus R. R. In order to pronounce the vowel sound R, you want to start with your tongue in the position for A. You might remember from podcast number 11 that for A, your tongue is flat and somewhat pulled back. Say A, and then slowly curl your tongue tip backwards so that it points at the roof of your mouth. Do not touch the roof of your mouth with your tongue tip. When you finish, feel the back sides of your tongue touching your back inner gums. Your jaw is going to drop a little bit for A, and then gradually rise for R. So it's drop for A, rise for R. There is movement. First, let's practice this sound in two steps. Feel the two positions, which we will be blending together. Step number one, say ah. Step number two, say er. Let's first just say these two sounds separately. Please listen and repeat. Ah. Er. Ah. Er. Now let's try blending those sounds into one another. Let's try combining them. Go slowly. It's the best way to master this sound. Please listen and repeat, paying careful attention to your form. R. R. Here are some tips for pronouncing this vowel accurately. Remember, start with your tongue tip down. Start in the position of A. The curling motion begins at the tip, not the back of your tongue. Gradually curl your tongue with the motion beginning at the tip, not the back. Do not simply lift your tongue. Gradually, slowly curl it. Slow, gradual curling is the best way to learn this sound. You can even use a mirror to watch the tip of your tongue gradually curl back. When you finish, make sure that you feel the back sides of your tongue pressing up against the back inner gums and teeth. Feel that contact on the back sides of the tongue when you're in the position. Now let's practice some words which contain the vowel sound R. Please listen and repeat the following words containing R, paying careful attention to form. Car. Bar. Arm. Start. Heart. Now let's try some American expressions containing the R sound. Please listen and repeat the following American expressions containing R. Who's in charge here? Let's set the bar high. Do you accept credit cards? I know it by heart. Mastering the R sound takes time and practice, but the key to mastering this sound is slow, repetitive practice on a daily basis. You have to repeat and repeat until you develop what's known as muscle memory, the ability to do something automatically without thinking. Accent reduction is a lot like physical activities such as sports, dancing, or playing an instrument. You have to first do it slowly and correctly in order to do it quickly and correctly. In other words, you need training. It's important to have the right training tools for better pronunciation. If you want more practice exercises, like the one in this podcast, and are interested in learning all of the sounds of English, I recommend that you try my full English pronunciation course in MP3, Best Accent Training MP3s. No matter what your first language is, Best Accent Training has the lessons you need for speaking English clearly and correctly. Best Accent Training contains all the sounds of English, with step-by-step instructions and practice exercises. You get all the vowels of English, all the consonants, syllable stress lessons, intonation lessons, and connected speech. Best of all, Best Accent Training is a fast and easy download that you can put on your MP3 player and take with you wherever you go. I specifically designed it for that purpose. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, feel free to contact me at contact@englishpronunciationpod.com. From New York, this is Charles Becker saying thank you for joining us and see you next time.